This podcast is part of the MyPodcast.com network. Go online right now and get your very own 100% free podcast, MyPodcast.com.
What's up, players? What's up, players? What's up, players? What's up, players? It's me, Tariq King Flex Nasheed. And we're back with another episode of Mac Lessons Radio. And we're broadcasting live here in Waikiki, the sunny, beautiful Waikiki, Hawaii. That's why we got the Hawaii Five-0 theme music in the background. And this week, we're still doing International Interracial Macking Week. This is still Interracial Macking Week. Yesterday, we talked about Latina females and what you need to do to get on Latina females. The day before that, we talked about what to do to get on white females. That was the theme. And today's theme is Asian young ladies. We're going to talk about how to get on Asian girls. I like Asian women, as do a lot of my players out there. I like all different nationalities. I can't really discriminate. But yeah, we're going to chop it up, talk about the Asian girls today. And let me just throw the email address in the website. My email address is tariqn77@aol.com. Email address kingflex.org. And you can check me out on MySpace at myspace.com/Tariq_Nasheed. Now, you notice when I do these theme shows about different races, I always have the theme music in the background to represent that race. I'm going to put on a little William Hung, put some Asian music on, just to get the Asian theme going. Let me start it off with a nice Asian vibe. I feel like a radio announcer. WK Flex, this is William Hung with I Believe I Can Fly. Also known as I Believe I Can Fly.
If I can see it, then I can do it.
Sing it, nigga.
If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly.
You better sing that shit, William.
I believe I can touch the sky.
You can do it.
I think about every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar.
I believe you can too, Pepper.
I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly.
I believe you can fly too, nigga.
I believe I can fly.
Anyway.
I believe I can fly.
Let me not get off topic. Anyway, like I said, today's show is about Asian young ladies and how to mac to Asian young ladies. Let me get me some more music going on. That William Hung was kind of throwing me off. It's kind of throwing me off a little bit. So anyway, you want to get on Asian ladies. You want to get you a little Asian dime. You want to get you a little Asian cutie. Well, first, what you need to do is understand the different types of Asian young ladies. You have women from the upscale parts of the Orient. You have women from the lower levels of the Orient. So all that makes a difference in the way you spit your game. Now, women from, like, Korea, China, Japan. These are more upscale women. Not to diss or say that anybody else from the Orient are downscale, but usually you find most of your upscale Asian young ladies from families from China, Japan, Korea, places like that. And on the low end, you have people from the Philippines, people from Thailand, the girls from Cambodia, Singapore. And the operative word is poor. So you have to step to these women kind of differently. Now, with white dudes stepping to Asian women, so you get a white pass. Especially if it's a lower end country the woman is from. If a woman is from the Philippines or Singapore or Thailand or places like that, getting a white guy is marrying up. And a lot of white guys go out there playing the Captain Save-A-Ho role. They get the mail order bride thing going on. So white guys, it's pretty easy for you to step to women like this. On the low end of the Orient. Now, on the high end, you can't really play too much of a Save-A-Ho role, white guys, because a lot of these women, they come from well-to-do families. But you still have a foot in the door with them, because if their daughters are here in America, they want you to marry up. They want that daughter to marry up. They want her to get a white guy. Or anything but black. So it's a status thing. These women want to kind of maintain their status, especially with their families. And like yesterday, I was talking about how a lot of Latina women are very close to their families. A lot of Asian women still have those ties to their families. They're very close to their families on the upscale part of town. You dig what I'm saying? The Korean ones and the Chinese and the Japanese. Very close family ties, and it's all about respecting the family and maintaining the family honor. I mean, that's some shit that's centuries old. I mean, they have real deep-rooted traditions, so they want to maintain that. So just the fact that their daughter can get a white dude, that's honorable to them in their eyes. But like I said, white guys, when it comes to getting the girls from like the poorer Asian countries, you just come in there playing the Captain Save-A-Ho role, and they look for that. They look for somebody to come save them, because they don't give a shit about them girls out there in Singapore and Thailand. They don't give a shit about those girls out there. So these women specifically look for tourists and Save-A-Hos to come get them. Now, a few years ago, Asian women were the shit. Getting an Asian woman was the thing to do. You meet an Asian woman out here, you really got yourself something, because Asian women have that whole submissive vibe thing going on. But Asian girls kind of fell off a little bit. Asian girls were very hot for a minute. You know, you had Lucy Ling and Mai Ling and Lucy Liu, and I mean, the Asian girls were the shit for a minute. Because of that whole submissive thing. This is what guys like. American men were longing for a woman who had that submissive vibe. Because the American woman has become so domineering and so ball-busting. Men started to long for women who were docile and submissive. But a lot of Asian women got out here, and they kind of flooded the market. And what happened is that a lot of Asian girls became Americanized and then started overdoing it, which kind of threw the white guys off. A lot of Asian girls come out here and they start going to those rave clubs and popping a lot of ecstasy and listening to music like this. You always see little Asian girls in their little Honda Civic bumping this, high on ecstasy. It wasn't cute no more. Got kind of whack. Got kind of lame. So Asian girls kind of dropped down a notch. And I'm saying this because I used to some Asian problems around 2000, 2001, 2002. Those were my main team players right there, those Asian girls. I was hot on them. I had to start cutting them off the team. Really, really fell off. But Asian girls are still salvageable. You could still salvage them. Now, brothers, black men stepping to Asian women, it's a different story. Like when you get an Asian girl or you try to step to an Asian girl from China or Japan or an Asian girl from one of those upscale families, there are a lot of stereotypes that you have to peep out. Because her family has told her all types of fucked up shit about brothers. Just like in the Latino community, but it's really worse out there. Especially Korea. Koreans don't like blacks. I know that's kind of cliche, but they really don't. So they tell them all types of shit. But the Asian women, a lot of them know better. They know how to see past the family bullshit. But they're not willing to rebel against that family. Now, you have some Asian girls who sit up and look at BET and MTV and listen to Wu-Tang, so they want to be down. They want to see what it's like to be around the brothers. They want to see the adventure, because in their countries, you really don't see any brothers, so the only brothers they see are on television. They hear so much about black guys, so they're just curious. Just the curiosity factor makes them want to get into our culture. And that's a plus for a lot of brothers. You can step to them on that level. Find people, or find Asian girls who are clearly influenced by the culture, and they're not hard to find in the club. Those are the Asian girls who have on, like, the little baby fat outfits. And Kimora Lee Simmons, that's their idol, too. They love that bitch. But Asian females, they come over here, the ones who are down with hip-hop culture, they put on those little baby fat outfits, and they over-accessorize their shit a little bit too much. You see them at the club, and they dress like Lil' Kim or Alicia Keys or somebody they saw in a video. They think that everybody in hip-hop dresses like that for real. So a lot of these women, you can spot them in the club, they're overly dressed. They're all hip-hopped up. And when you go to the club and you see a girl with all that bullshit on, she can barely speak English. You can tell she, you know, she don't really know what's going on. She thinks that's what it takes to fit in. Step to her. Like, bitch, I help you fit in. I fit some in your eye. Step to her. You gotta be just gangster with your shit like that. Now, a lot of Filipino girls, these women generally go for black guys. A lot of Filipino girls generally go for black guys. And Filipino girls are fine as hell. Filipino broads are the shit. Some of them are. A lot of them are. I've seen some raggedy Filipino broads, but for the most part, these women are the shit, and they're easy to step to because they don't have that fucked up black male stereotype pumped into their ear. Because their families can't really complain about shit. They can't really put another race of people down because they're living like flies out there in the Philippines. Them motherfuckers are living raggedy. And they're living raggedy in a lot of other places. And they kind of like to talk down on American black men. So some people just have nerve. They got nerves of steel. But the Filipinos, they usually don't go out like that. So these girls don't have those fucked up stereotypes. And there are pluses and there are negatives about dealing with Filipino girls. Now the positive thing is, again, they don't have those negative stereotypes. They're very open to date brothers. They look damn good. Not only do they have good, cute faces, they have real nice bodies. A lot of Filipino girls have nice asses. pretty much in shape. Nice little skin tone jumping off. They don't have that pale, pasty vibe going on. The conversation is cool. Submissive. But on the negative side, a lot of Filipino girls are very poor. They come from very poor families, so a lot of their hygiene might not be up to par. I've been around a couple of real cute Filipino chicks. They were a little tart. They had a little BO going on. Not all of them. You know what I'm saying? Not all of them, but a few. The ones that's from there. Now, another thing is about Filipino girls. Filipino girls are major attention whores. I mean, major attention whores. These women get over here and they just have to be seen. They go to the club, they want to be seen. Attention whore, look at me. So you got to kind of deal with that immature shit. And a lot of Filipino girls, and this could be a positive or negative depending on how much game you have, a lot of them are in the prostitution business. A lot of Filipino girls are undercover prostitutes, or they were, especially the ones that's from there. Like yesterday, we were talking about Latina girls and girls from Brazil and poor countries like that, where, you know, sex is the gross national product. In the Philippines, they start them off young. So it ain't none for this broad to go out there and slang pussy. So that makes a big difference. So you got to peep that out. And that's a good or a bad thing. Now, if you're a trick, she's going to just look at you as a trick. But if you got some game under your belt, you got some Mac bones or some pimp bones in your body, that's to your advantage. Getting a Filipino girl with some hoeing under her belt. So you really got to check yourself on that one. You dig? Another negative thing about Filipino girls, a lot of Filipino girls are drug users. A lot of Filipino girls over here in America are big fucking drug users. They're coke heads. They're crystal meth addicts. I don't meet too many weed head ones because they go for the hard drugs. They don't fuck with that salt. They fuck with the hard. So if you're dealing with a Filipino broad, especially one from the Philippines, a lot of times, man, you're getting a drug addict on your hands, or you're getting a drug user, and that's a no-no. Because when a broad is using any kind of hard, when they're using that hard, man, any kind of disease can surface. You wake up and your balls are itching because she done brought you some shit from the Philippines. You dig what I'm saying? And that kind of scared a lot of the people off too from dealing with Asian females, because Asian females, like I said, they were hot for a minute, then all of a sudden the damn bird flu started coming into play, and chicken fever, all types of shit. So people are like, we need to kind of chill. SARS, they start getting all types of shit coming from these Asian bras and from the Asian community. So that kind of threw everybody off with Asian girls for a minute. All these little strange Asian diseases start popping up. Because right after that shit happened, everybody really started focusing on the Latina girls. But for a while, Asian girls were the shit, but nigga didn't want to get feathers on his dick from the bird flu or whatever was popping off. And all Filipino girls are not drug users. I'm not saying that, fellas. I'm not saying that every Filipino girl is a drug user, but a lot of them are. A lot of girls from those poorer countries are major drug users. But damn near all of them, especially the attractive ones, Filipino girls, are attention whores. Another thing about Filipino girls, a lot of them are groupies, especially the ones in LA, New York, and Miami. A lot of Filipino girls are straight up groupies. They want to get with a rapper, they want to get with a basketball player or a football player. That's their thing, especially out here. Asian girls, when a basketball player walk into a club, these Asian broads, they flock onto them. They're throwing pussy at them. Major groupies. So how can you work all this to your advantage? Now, brothers, if you're at a club and you run into a Filipino broad, tell her you play for a Canadian basketball team. Tell her you play for a team out of town. Just make up a big fucking lie. And that's the only time I justify lying in the Mackin game, is when you're just trying to get uncommitted sex. When you're at the club and if you meet a Filipino girl who seems like a groupie, just step to her. Let her know that you're in town for a few days until you go back to basketball camp or football camp or practice, the training. Tell her you're a basketball player. Make up the biggest lie you can make up. That's the thing about lying. If you tell a lie, you gotta commit to the lie. It has to be a big, committed lie. A nice, juicy lie to make it believable. A little bullshit lie, it's gonna sound like bullshit, but if you make it a big lie, it's more believable. Just say, hey, I'm a basketball player. I'm a player in Italy. Just tell her that. And if she fucks you, don't feel bad. If she has sex with you, don't feel bad. Because if she's shallow to have sex with you, if she's shallow enough to have sex with you because she thinks that you're an NBA player, you should be shallow enough to hit that ass. You dig? So don't trip on that. Because these women like status. They're all about status. They want to get some kind of status. And having sex with a basketball player gives them some kind of psychological status. It makes them feel important around their little broke friends. So that's how you step to a Filipino girl. And the other types of Asian women, you step to them with decent conversation. You can't be too aggressive. Like with a white girl, you got to be a little sensitive. I talked about that the other day. Now, Latina girls, you have to be a little sensitive with them. You have to slow your game down a little with them, except the Puerto Rican ones and the Brazilian ones. You got to have to step your game up with them. You got to be a little more aggressive with them. Filipino girls, you can be a little aggressive with your game, because a lot of Filipino girls, they come out here and they start hanging around with black bitches. So they start getting that black bitch mentality, and they think that they have to go overboard in order to fit in. So you really have to check them. But Asian girls from Japan and China, you can slow your game down. You can't be too aggressive with them, because that'll scare them off. They're already submissive. They come from submissive backgrounds. So you gotta tone your game down and just sweet mac them. Talk real cool. Talk like you got some sense. And like I said, with the Filipino girls and the girls who come over here and have ties to the black community and start hanging out with other black chicks, which a lot of females do that. A lot of Filipino girls do that. Because Filipino girls and Filipinos in general, they're not really accepted by the Asian community. Filipinos are the niggas of the Asian community. I know that sounds fucked up, but that's true. They're on the bottom of the totem pole as far as Asians. Koreans look down on them. Japanese look down on them. So they're not really accepted by the traditional Asian community. And not really accepted by whites. Whites kind of, you know, look down on them unless they're trying to get some one-night stand Asian, me love you long time sex. Black people, we welcome every goddamn body because we understand oppression. So we're very open as far as other races and embracing them. We're very open. We're the most open people in the world. American black people, we're very open. No matter what people say about us, if you're cool, we'll accept you. We'll accept any goddamn body. Other races, like, they're not like that. No matter how fucking broke they are, you can have a race of people that's dirt poor, inbred, with a superiority complex against another race. You know, people's cultures are a trip, but I digress. But with the Asian girls, like I said, they're usually embraced by the black community when they come over here. So a lot of them, the Filipino girls, a lot of the Filipino girls who are embraced by the black community, they have to go overboard in order to fit in. And the good thing about the Filipino girls, you don't have to worry about them being, you don't have to worry about being cock-blocked by Filipino guys, because Asian men in America are pretty much on the bottom of the totem pole as far as dating, and this is statistically so. This is a statistical fact. The groups of people in America who are least likely to get married are Asian men and black women. That's the statistical fact. So you would think that naturally Asian men would just hook up with black women, right? But the thing is, a lot of Asian dudes don't like black females. A lot of Asian dudes do not like black women. They kind of look down on them. Especially Koreans. Because the Koreans, they make a lot of money off black women with the hair care products industry. They make a lot, they make billions every year off black women, and they look at them as inferior, like, God damn, we can make all this money off you dumb bitches. That's their mentality. All you bitches want to do is get weaves. If that's what you want, we're going to come in and get all the money from your ass. And I think I'm going to talk about that more in a couple of days when I get on the sisters. It's some deep shit. It's some deep, deep stuff. So basically, you want to step to Asian females. If you step to the upper class ones, come at them with good game, have your conversation tight, be a tour guide to her, be almost like her ambassador to the States. You kind of have to embrace the Asian girls and show them around and take them under your wing. And the lower scale ones from the lower poor parts of the country or the world, white guys, keep doing that Captain Saberhole role. Brothers, step your game up. Keep it gangster. And everything will be alright. And all you Asian girls, if you're listening, I have a lot of Asian listeners, Asian female listeners. Step your game up, ladies. Y'all were doing good for a minute. Then y'all bitches fell off. Step it up again. Put the goddamn pipe down. Stop getting high. Stop getting ecstasied out. Because y'all were the shit for a minute, but then y'all fell off. Y'all got to get back. Y'all got to bring it back. Bring that shit back. I like you. Y'all used to have ass. Y'all smoke your ass off. Step it up, sisters. Step it up, Filipino girls and Asian girls. Anyway, this has been another edition of Mac Lessons Radio. I've been your host, Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Tomorrow, we're going to keep going on with the interracial Mac and game. Tomorrow, it's the finale. We're going to be talking about how to step to sisters. Now, that show is going to be a doozy. You don't want to miss that shit. Anyway, Tariq King Flex Nasheed broadcasting live in Hawaii. Signing out, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. KingFlex.org. I've got more left over for each time. The twinkle and the blue.